A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, O people of Zion who dwell in Jerusalem, no more will you weep. He'll be gracious to you when you cry out. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. The Lord will give you the bread you need and the water for which you thirst. No longer will your teacher hide himself, but with your own eyes, you shall see your teacher, while from behind a voice shall sound in your ears. This is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right or to the left. He will give rain for the seed that you sow in the ground, and the wheat that the soil produces will be rich and abundant. On that day, your flock will be given pasture, and the lamb will graze in spacious meadows. The oxen and the asses that till the ground will eat silage tossed to them with shovel and pitchfork. Upon every high mountain and lofty hill, there'll be streams of running water. On the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall, the light of the moon will be like that of the sun, and the light of the sun will be seven times greater than the light of 7 days. On the day the Lord binds up the wounds of his people, he will heal the bruises left by his blows. The word of the Lord. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing praise to our God, for he is gracious. It is fitting to praise him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. The dispersed of Israel he gathers.
Blessed are all who wait for the Lord.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He tells the number of the stars. He calls each by name.
Blessed are all who wait for the Lord.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power. To his wisdom there is no limit. The Lord sustains the lowly. The wicked he casts to the ground.
Blessed are all
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out, and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost, you have received. Without cost, you are to give.
Verbum Domini.
In the Gospel reading today, we catch a glimpse of one of the most explicit references in the Gospel narratives to the heartfelt compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ for his people. The coming of the Messiah among his people Israel is marked by the proclamation of the good news of salvation. And this Gospel proclamation is accompanied by good works to stress the point that God has come to his people to set them free. That is, free from sin and from the effects of sin. And as Jesus goes around to all the towns and villages in Israel proclaiming the gospel, his merciful gaze falls upon the pitiable state of his people, who appear to him to be troubled and abandoned. A little later, in the same gospel of Matthew, Jesus will be compelled to say to his people, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." The text today says that Jesus was so deeply affected by the sight of his people that he was moved with pity for them. Our Lord does not take delight in the suffering of his people. Rather, he greatly desires to heal them and to give them rest. He sees that they are like sheep without a shepherd, and he wishes to provide for them. And it's no wonder that Jesus is prompted to say to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." As we recall from the Old Testament, the Lord God wished to appoint shepherds over his people Israel, not so that the shepherds might lord it over them as tyrants, but that the needs of the people might be satisfied. It is the duty of a shepherd to protect his sheep from predators, lead the sheep to safety, feed them, shelter them, and heal their wounds. In the book of Numbers from the Old Testament, Moses famously prayed to the Lord God, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep which have no shepherd." And in response to this prayer, the Lord appoints Joshua to act as such a man. It was expected that the men who acted as leaders in Israel would serve as shepherds for the people, and not serve themselves. And sadly, throughout the centuries, the people would often suffer under the leadership of weak, fickle men, that is, bad shepherds. And it was this fickle leadership that prompted the prophet Ezekiel to issue a lengthy condemnation of these bad shepherds of Israel. In chapter 34 of his book, Ezekiel says, "Thus says the Lord God, Ho, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the crippled you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought. And with force and harshness, you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts." And it's likely that the evangelist Matthew had this passage from Ezekiel in mind as he wrote about Jesus lamenting over the poor condition of his people. And notice that immediately after exhorting his disciples to ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers, Jesus summons the 12 gives them authority to drive out unclean spirits and to cure every disease, and sends them out themselves into the towns and villages of Israel. He not only encourages prayer, prayer for laborers to be sent out, but even answers this prayer almost immediately after it passes his own lips. Jesus is eager to come to the aid of his people, but he needs disciples who are willing to cooperate with him in the work of evangelization and in performing the works of mercy. Whereas Ezekiel accuses the bad shepherds of not seeking out the lost, Jesus literally says to his disciples, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Whereas the bad shepherds did not strengthen the weak, heal the sick, or bind up the crippled, Jesus says, "Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons." It is Jesus himself, the Son of God, who is sent among his people to act as their shepherd. He forms his disciples according to his own sacred, merciful heart, and sends them out to act as his fellow laborers in the field. And the people of Israel are ripe for receiving the message of salvation, the gospel. The works of mercy performed by the disciples are tangible signs that confirm the truth of the message that they have been sent to proclaim. That is, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And as the people witness the disciples curing the sick, raising the dead, and casting out demons, they are encouraged to believe in the gospel that they have come to preach. The more that people come to believe in the gospel, the greater the impact that the gospel has on others. As people come to believe, they too are compelled by the love of Christ to share the message with others and to manifest the kingdom by their own works of mercy. And the sacraments of the church remain as signs of the coming of the kingdom of heaven, the full realization of which we continue to anticipate until the end of time. And during this season of Advent, we are not only reminded of the church's joyful hope and longing for the second coming of Christ, but we also recall that Christ comes to visit us every single day, most especially on the altar in the Holy Eucharist. The sacraments of the church are efficacious signs of our Lord's abiding love for us, as they encapsulate the works of mercy. They signify the shattering of the bonds of sin and death so that we might be free to serve the Lord without fear. And as we await the second coming of Christ at the end of time, we renew our commitment as disciples of Christ to not only proclaim the message of the gospel to the world with our words, but to manifest the kingdom of heaven by our own works of mercy, our own works of charity. It is not enough to simply proclaim freedom to the poor, but to have compassion and to do what is in our power to liberate them from their condition of destitution. It is not enough to proclaim healing to the sick, but to do what is in our power to heal them. As Christians, we are given the honor and privilege to serve as laborers in the harvest alongside Christ our Lord. And by our own acts of service, we proclaim to the world that Christ has indeed come, and that he will come again in glory and majesty at the end of the age. He will conquer sin and death once and for all, and will manifest the perfect justice and peace of his everlasting kingdom.